Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome to Bad Attitude. It's season 4, episode 3, and we are here today with Kyler Sarkar.
Happy to be here.
Kyler is a multi-instrumentalist, performer, and producer. Kyler, what is your major?
I am an interdisciplinary studies major with a concentration in music business.
And what does that entail?
So interdisciplinary studies is a program where you can kind of like build your own major. So it's like all these programs that the school might not have. For example, I wanted to come here for some contemporary music degree, but we don't have here at VCU any type of music production, any type of songwriting, any type of popular music. We kind of only have like classical and jazz and that's it. And so I wanted to do something that was a little more focused on production, a little more focused on business. And so I took a business minor, a sound design minor, and a music minor and combined those together into a music business major.
Oh, that's so, really cool. Yeah. In your social media videos, I saw that you do a lot of different like producing for other people as well as writing your own music. How would you say that has played a part in your life?
I love to work with other people and get like more connections that way, but also just like kind of help people create the art and like the dream that they want to make. And I just love to like help people's vision come to life. And so when I'll like find some artist and I'll hear them like doing their art, whether it's just in public or like even if I just am hanging out with somebody and I hear them like singing to themselves and I'm like, oh, what song is that? And they're like, oh, it's just something I wrote. You know, I'm like, oh, like that's like something that's so cool. And I feel like people just like downplay their talent so much. And when I hear that from other people, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can help that come to life. Mm-hmm. And so I love that, like, that's an ability that I have. And like, I feel like so many people, like their voices in like music never get heard because they just don't have access to like a producer, or, like resources. And so I love to be that person for people.
I think that's amazing because I personally write a lot of music, but I don't produce it. So I can't really make a single or an album. So just helping the people that don't know how to necessarily do that find a way to is really cool to me. I can tell from looking at your Instagram page that you enjoy every single part of making music, from the production aspect to the writing, the early stages, the in-between, and the final product. But what would you say is your favorite part?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think that probably my favorite part is... it's not necessarily like a specific stage, but it's like there's always a point of the process where magic happens. Like every song, there's just like, you know, there's a point where that like that thing clicks. There's like an idea you've been chasing the whole time and you write that one line that's like perfect. Or like you're sitting in the studio and like someone plays something on an instrument. And you're like that right there. That's what I need. You know what I mean? And so it's like this moment of like, yeah, it's like, wow, like it's all coming together. This is it. And whether that happens early on in the writing process, whether that happens in the final mix where like you just change one little dial and it all like falls together, it's just like that's definitely my favorite part.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And how do you feel about social media being an outlet and an opportunity for music growth and interaction, like for people to be able to see you and stuff?
Yeah. It's tricky right now because we're in kind of like this shifting landscape of... It used to be, you know, everybody went through a label, everybody went through advertisers, everybody went through marketers, and the only way people could hear your music if it was on the radio. And now we're kind of shifting this landscape where all these voices are now able to be heard. Like you can like hear just somebody who wrote a song in their bedroom and all of a sudden they just like record a video and it's on social media. And social media is really great that way, but it's also kind of tricky in the fact that it kind of oversaturates the market as well. You just have like so much. And so you have all these people who are like maybe very talented songwriters who are getting like 10 views.
Because they don't have the marketing right. or like the behind the scenes kind of funds for that. How did you start your music journey and what brought you to this? Have you always liked music?
Yeah, my mom likes to tell this story about when I was 3 or like 2 or something, I was sitting in my high chair and I was like, mommy, mommy, the sink is dripping Ode to Joy.
And perfect pitch.
Maybe. The jury's still out on that one. But man, yeah, I've been doing music my whole life. I was in choir from the time I was really little in like my church that I grew up in. And I started taking piano lessons when I was 8. I picked up guitar when I was 11, drums and bass when I was 13, and then just kind of been exploring other instruments since then. But yeah, I mean, music has always been kind of a part of who I am. And like now that I'm like really focused on turning it into a career and doing so much with it in my life, I think it's... Yeah, it's kind of just grown even more from that.
Yeah, that's same with me. I started choir when I was really little, and I've just loved it ever since, so I completely understand that. If you could talk to an aspiring musician, what advice would you give them and to help them achieve their goals?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that consistency is really important. I think that it's just like you can, you know, upload something that you posted. Like I was talking about, there's so many of these people who are just like, they make great art, but they, you know, they'll just post whenever they feel like it. And they're only getting like tens or hundreds of views. And part of it is like the marketing, and there's definitely like a lot of like nepotism in the music industry. There's definitely a lot of just uncontrollable stuff that like people are just privileged and are able to get more that way. And that's definitely a huge factor. But there's also something to be said for people who kind of just like make music off vibes. And that's a great way to do it, I think. But if you're trying to make a career, if you're trying to like actually like make the, like do the thing that you love for your entire life, it takes time. It takes consistency. It takes maybe a posting schedule, maybe a release schedule if you want to release a bunch of stuff. And yeah, so consistency would be like the biggest thing I would just encourage. Just build the skill of persistence, of consistency, of self-discipline for like people who are starting out.
Yeah. And that's true for everything, but specifically for music, because it is such a hard market, because there's so many people doing music. But if you're consistent with it, there's more of a chance that it'll reach a wider audience and stuff.
Exactly.
When I look at your music, social media, and the way you go about the music journey, I see a real independent DIY mindset. The type of mindset was not very common until the past few This type of mindset was not very common until the past few decades in the music world. For a long time, it was just getting lucky with a record deal or getting recognized. But nowadays, as you've said, I feel that seeing an artist being DIY and independent is more impressive than a musician who just plays one thing. So I find it really cool that you don't just play one instrument, you play multiple, along with songwriting and producing. So it's like the whole package, and you're learning to do it all yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What has been one of the most memorable live concert experiences you've been to, and how did it shape your way of making music, if it did?
You're looking for like live concert that I've played or live concert that I've been to?
Ooh, whatever. Which one would you rather?
I'll do a little bit of both. So, as far as like a concert that I've played, I've done a few cool performances, but one that like stands out, and it's not necessarily like my favorite, but it's just something that I think is cool. It was like right after the pandemic, and I had just mentioned to a bunch of my friends like this crazy idea of like, hey, what if I did a concert on Twitch? What if I like streamed a concert to you guys? And I had my whole studio set up, and I like got a bunch of my sound tech stuff set up, and had my family like help me do sound tests, and then like I was able to just do this like live streamed concert in my studio, and like the chat was like super engaged, and everyone was super like having a lot of fun, and people have been asking me to do it again actually, because I have a lot of friends who live like far away, that would help out for them too. Like I have friends on other continents and on the other side, other coast and stuff, and so it's like they all want to see me perform again, so I might do that again.
I would recommend, that seems really fun. I would watch it. That'd be
Shoot.
Great.
That'd be awesome.
With the music you've written, what is your favorite song that you would say you've written?
Favorite song that I've written. Wow. Okay. I've written a few that I'm like okay with. That's I will speak to that a little bit. Is like I definitely struggle a lot with like writing something and loving it in the moment, and then I come back to it even like a couple days later, yeah. And I'm like, dang, I don't like this anymore.
I understand that. It just gets old or you've sung it too many times.
Right. Yeah. And so I'm just like, you know, I don't know if I can pick a favorite because I'm at a point right now where I'm trying to write a lot of new stuff because a lot of the stuff that I've written up to this point is like stuff that I don't feel like is necessarily true to who I am as an artist anymore. But all that being said, I did write this one song called Forever. And it was like a very like song of the summer pop vibe. And I was like, that's part of the reason why I don't like it, because I don't want to be mainstream pop, but I think it's a fun song. And everybody I show it to is like, wow, this is like so great. You got to release it. So I don't know, maybe y'all see that one someday, but
maybe. Music can be very challenging, demanding, and stressful. What for you personally is the hardest part about music?
The hardest part of music. It's definitely the thing of like getting over myself. Because as I've had pointed out like multiple times to me, it's like I have everything that I need to release music consistently, to play shows consistently, to grow as an artist. And I just don't, because I get in my own way, because I'm like, I don't like this. Or, you know, like I'll go back and, like I said, like I write a song and then a couple days later, I don't like it anymore. And it, like in other people's eyes, it hasn't changed. And so maybe I should just be releasing stuff even if I don't love it anymore. But the hardest part is definitely like getting past my own perfectionism of like, I really want this to be like my best. And like, even like, cause it takes time to make a song. And so like, even like up to like, you know, 6 months or a year from the time you write it to the time it's fully produced and ready to release. And like in that time, I grow so much as an artist too, that like by the time I get to the end of the process, I'm like, do I really want to release this anymore? And that's definitely gets in my way all the time.
Yeah, you have to think about, maybe I don't like it anymore, but right. Somebody else will, and maybe right. They'll love it, and maybe that'll be their favorite song ever. Right. You never know. So yeah. I would say just do it. I think yeah. You can. You have all the resources, and I've heard that you're really good from my roommate, so.
I appreciate that.
Would you call yourself a digital or like an analog artist?
Digital or analog? I will say right now, definitely very digital, because I love to record like acoustic instruments. But as far as like when we're talking about like production and like equipment like that, analog equipment is expensive. it's nuts how expensive it can get. And this is like a controversial opinion among producers, but like there's a lot of software out there that can get the job done almost as well as mm-hmm. analog equipment for like 1% of the price. And so as of right now, especially because my studio environment is very mobile, I can move around a lot with it. And I do a lot of like bedroom production, and like a lot of the times when I set it up, it's in a small space. I don't have the space for maybe a whole rack or mm-hmm. like a bunch yeah. of like gear. And so right now, a lot of the stuff I do is digital on my computer, and yeah.
Well, do you have any music or releases that you would like to shout out?
Not at this moment. I don't have anything out on Spotify yet. I did do a cast recording with the theater program that's mm-hmm. On the VCU theater like Spotify page. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to check that out, it's like 12th Night cast recording, VCU Arts Theater.
It's on
Spotify. But mm-hmm. If you're interested in my music and the stuff that I've been talking about a little bit more, check out Kyler's Tunes on Instagram, on TikTok, and that's where all that stuff will be announced pretty soon.
Awesome. And what were your social medias again?
Yeah, it was Kyler's Tunes. So mm-hmm. on all platforms, it's KYLERS and then the word Tunes, TUNES. Oh, I can write it on the board. Yeah, sure. Do that real quick. No one make fun of my handwriting. And then, yeah, that on Instagram and TikTok.
Thank you for joining us on Bad Attitude.
It was a pleasure.
And make sure you follow all his Instagram and TikToks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for watching Bad Attitude. I am Carly Mullins, host and producer. Brett Coleman is our sound editor and also a host and producer. Abby DeCandia is our producer and director of photography, and Aaliyah Sampson, who's producer and behind the scenes. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.